Okay, like there, do we force her to get married to somebody? Like, do we force the other person to marry her? That's a svara like by Yibum, we can't force the brother to marry her. But if she wants to get married and somebody else also agrees to get married to her, that's a svara, we don't stop them. But here by Yibum, it's only a svara not to have the mitzvah Yibum, we can't like force him to make mitzvah Yibum, because that's only going to be an Indian of Listeray to destroy the house. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that vav amar aleph. Here in the middle of the Shiloh, the Mishnah says, v'yemeis chalitzis, that in the case we have, where your wife was a soita, and then the husband died, so there's no mitzvah yibum. The brother, even though they had no children, and there's a brother alive, there's no mitzvah yibum. So Gemara asks the question, why not? Why don't we make yibum? Now the Gemara says, the top line, the end of the top line, v'ikad the army, something like this. Amar Rabbi Yosef says, ha'kosiv kora achar. The Pasuk calls her an achar. She'ein ben zugoi sharishon. That she's not the ben zugoi of the first one. She'zel hoitzi risho mi beisoi. V'zeh echnisa risho toich beisoi. In other words, it's a svara. Then what happened here? The Pasuk says if you find out that your wife, like had znus, lived with somebody else, you're supposed to send her away. It says v'holcha v'hoitza lishachar. She should be for somebody else. In other words, she's called an achar. She should be for somebody else. But not for this first husband. Because by the first husband, she did a rishra, she did an avera. So therefore, the Torah tells you, like, throw her out of your house. So it's a svari, he says. Now the pasuk is saying, what? The first husband should get rid of his wife. Send her away. And then is there a svari to say that the brother, if the husband dies, that the brother, no, and the Torah just says, even if the first husband's alive, but the first husband gives her a get, and then she goes and gets married to somebody else. So the pasuk calls her an achar or somebody else, even to the second husband. Because the second husband right now is doing something wrong. Because the first husband sent her away because she did znus. So it's a taina of zeh hichnis risho tech beisai. Like the Torah is saying, the second one that marries her, really you're doing something wrong? Because you're taking in this risho, this bad lady into your house. So that's what the Torah calls her. So therefore it's a svara. And you want to tell me now that there's a svara that there should be a mitzvah yibum? Like, of course we understand there's no mitzvah yibum over here. If by the first husband, he was supposed to get rid of her. She's a rishah. So now if the first husband dies before he gave her a get, the brother of Adar is no mitzvah, he should remarry her. So Amalei Abayis, Abayis said like this. If she gets married to somebody else, so the second person did something wrong, but she married a second husband. In other words, the first husband, Sura's wife, did znus, he gave her a get. And she got married to a second husband. And now the second husband dies. And they have no children. You want to tell me that according to your svara, there should also be no mitzvah yibum, because this lady is like a rishon. Because the Torah calls her like an achar, an outsider, even by the second husband. So then, if even you're telling me now it's a svara, she's an achar by the second husband, so when even the second husband dies, maybe there should also be no mitzvah yibum. And we know it's not that way. If she did not do anything wrong by the second husband, then if the second husband dies, there is a mitzvah yibum. So Gemara says, no, here it's a svara, tahai miyu b'shem toiv hevi kaima. But it could be now this lady did tshuva, and by the second husband she did not do anything wrong, she lived a nice life with him. So therefore it's a svara when the second husband dies, and there's no children, that his brother should make mitzvah yibum. So it's only a svara now by the first husband. If he sees his wife did znus, and then the first husband dies, and she's a soita, so it's a svara to say that since the Torah calls her an achar now, whoever she gets married to, that the brother should not have a mitzvah yibum. Rav Amar Rava says like this, I'll tell you it's a kal v'chaima. It's a kal v'chaima what the Mishnah means to say, that if your wife is a soita, and then the husband dies, that there's no mitzvah yibum. The brother should not make yibum, only make chalitza. It's a kal v'chaima. If this soita, this lady became also to her own husband, that she was allowed to live with him, is be also lo lakoshrein, like the brother-in-law, kozaman her husband is alive, the husband's brother is also to his wife. So he was also to her. So now when the brother dies, you want to say he should become mutter to her, that's the kal v'chaima. like maduch by the original husband, that they were living together. When she becomes a soita, she becomes asa to her husband, so for sure now she should also become asa to the brother-in-law. Omulay Abaya said back, no, that's not a kal v'chomer. Ela meyativ, so what's going to be the case of a kohen gadol shekiddush es halmona? Let's say a kohen gadol married an almona, he did something wrong. A kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almona widow. He has to marry kim besula b'yamav yikach. He has to take a besula that was never married yet. So what's going to be if a kohen gadol marries an almona, umeis, and then the kohen gadol dies? V'yesh layach kohen hedyet, and he has a brother kohen hedyet. So you want to tell me now, loitis yabim? There should also be no mitzvah yibam right now. Because really for the kohen that's a hedyet, she's mutter. Because the locha is, a kohen's allowed to marry an almona. It's only a kohen gadol that can't marry an almona. See, it's true, the first brother, the kohen gadol, he married an almona. And then umeis, he died. So you want to tell me now that v'yesh layach kohen hedyet loitis yabim? Because according to your sorrow, that's the way it should be. Im nesra b'mutolo, according to your svara, since she was asa to her own husband, to the kohen gadol, she was asa. So now when the kohen gadol dies, for sure she should be asa to the brother-in-law. But according to you, Rav, a kal v'chomer, you have a kal v'chomer. Whenever she was asa to her first husband, she has to be asa to the yavam. And here it's not true. Here where a kohen gadol married the almona. So true, the kohen gadol did something wrong. But when the kohen gadol dies, she's called an almona now. And the almona widow is mutter to a regular kohen. So the other brother that's mutter to her, Luchura has a mitzvah yibum. So you see, you don't say that's kal b'chayma. So Gemara says, no, there's no question at all. So Gemara says, Nesra, is this the case where she became asa now while she's married to him? Who asiru v'kayma. She was always asa to him. And that's the halacha. Kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almona. So it's not the pshat that first you married her when she was a mutter to you, and then your wife became a soita. That's the case that she became also to somebody that she was mutter to. A regular marriage, it's mutter. Then when she becomes a soita, she's also to a husband. So there, Rava said a good kal v'chomer. If she now becomes also to somebody that she was mutter to, for sure she's also to the brother-in-law. But here, when a kohen gadol goes to marry the almona, he was never mutter to her. It's never called he was mutter and then she became asa to him. It's always called she's asa to him at the beginning. And mutter lo, asa lohu, because the pshat is the word that only the kohen gadol is asa to her. Mashen came the other brother, that's a kohen hedyet, is mutter to her. So here there's no kal v'chomer, there's no nesra. She never became asa to anybody. To the kohen gadol she was always asa to. To the brother she was always mutter to like. So therefore here you don't have brothers kal v'chomer. Therefore over here we would say when the kohen gadol dies, of course there would be a mitzvah yibum. So Mari asks, Ella, Eishes kohen shenensa. What's going to be in a case where a kohen got married and his wife was nensa? I mean somebody forced his wife to live with his wife. Elmeis, and then the husband died. And we know the locher is that a kohen, Eishes kohen, she's also to a husband, even b'yoinis. If she's married to a Yisrael, the halacha is if your wife was manis, somebody forced your wife to live with her, she's still mutter to the husband. A soita is only if she does it b'rotzen willingly. But if somebody forces her to live with him, then she's still mutter to her husband. But by a kohen it's not that way. Eishes kohen shenensa. The halacha is the what she becomes also to her husband. What's going to be now umeis? Let's say your husband died. V'yesh le'ach cholol. And the brother, the husband was a kohen, but he had a brother that was a cholol. His brother was a pasla kohen. That the halacha is a cholol is allowed to marry. He doesn't have the kedusha of a kohen to getting married. He's allowed to marry noshim that are pasla to a kohen. So it comes out according to this brother, the cholol, if he would have been married to her, she would not be yosa to him, because to the brother that's a cholol, if his wife has an onus, somebody forces her, she doesn't become yosa to the husband. So you should tell me now, according to Rabbi Svara though, loitis yabim, still there should not be a mitzvah yibim now. Why? Im nesra b'mutalo, because since by the first husband, first this kohen married her, they were mutter. Now that she had znus with somebody, even though she was forced to do it, she becomes also to the first kohen. If so, you should tell me the kal v'chomer be yosalo l'kol shrein. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that she should remain also to the brother-in-law? And we know the lach is not that way. The lach is on the case where this kohen dies now to the brother, that's a cholul, she's mutter. So the question is why, according to Rav, is kal v'chayma, she should be asa. So the Gemara answers, oynis be Yisrael misrashari. Hatea, the truth of the matter is really, oynis by Yisrael is misrashari. Nageya to Yisrael, oynis is really mutter. V'gabe dahai miyulek yisura. So therefore the pshat is that nageya to this acholol is like she didn't do an aver at all. To the brother that's a cholol, no aver took place. She really didn't do anything wrong. Like she was forced to do it. There's a special Xeris Akosta that calls the man she's married to a Kayin that has Kedushas Kuna, he's not allowed to stay married to her. But Mashen came to the brother though, that's only a cholol, it's like she never became Osa. So therefore you don't have Rabbis Kal V'Chayma. That's how he says. Last Rashi. Leki Surah, the Etzlai who had the Gomer. Negate to the ach, the brother that's a cholol, she's like mutagomer. The ain't the kal v'chayma, there's no kal v'chayma therefore. Ela the zinsa barotzen. Only in a case where the wife becomes a saita, where she lives with the man willingly. Then shabal vayovim shavim b'yisazeh. Then both negate to the baal to the yovim, really she becomes asa. So there you have Rova's kal v'chayma. But over here, where really she was only nensa, she was forced. She has to a kayin that has kedusha, has an itza. So the brother, that's a cholol, there's no issa. Therefore, here you don't have Rabbis Kal V'Chayma, of course, there would be a mitzvah yibum. So it's the Mishnah. V'eilo asuras melecho b'truma. These are ladies that remain osta t'truma li'elam. Whether she's a bas kohen, or whether she's a Yisraelis married to a kohen. The lachar is an eshes kohen, is allowed to eat truma. That's only when she doesn't become a saita. But when the Isha becomes a Saita, then she becomes Asa, even Tetruma, even before the husband gives her a get. Even though she's still married to the Kayin, she becomes Asa Tetruma. So one case is, if the wife comes and tells the husband, Yishnah, I was Tamei, means I really live with the man. If she confesses and says that she lived with the man, she's Asa Tetruma. And even though the Mefortais speaks out, even though the Gemara in the Durim we had, that if an Isha comes and tells the husband, she has Nus, the husband doesn't have to believe her. We say that most probably she put her eye into a different man and she wants to get rid of her first husband. But so he says, here we're talking about that the husband first gave a key to Bastira. The husband first warned her. The husband gave warned her and there was Stira. So since there was key to Bastira, therefore here, if she says now to me, Nilachor, she doesn't become Asa. It's therefore over here, she says to me, Nilachor, here we believe her. Because since there was kin of Astira before, since she was warned before, therefore here we believe her. Now, v'shabo edim, she tameya. Or else, let's say edim mamish come and tell us that she lived with a man, so now the pshat is she's also li'elam to her husband, and therefore she's also tetrum li'elam also. She's a vadai soita. In other words, what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? The chura, the loch is like this, that when your wife becomes a soita, she's also tetruma. That means even just it was kina and stira. That we just know they're alone together, we don't know for sure they live together. This, that's called like Minasafik, we say she can't eat Truma, until she drinks the Mehamorim, until we check her out to see if she really had this nus or not. So there she can't eat, only for a time. But over here, even when she confesses that she really did this nus, or else if we have Edim, that she really had this nus, then she's also Li'elam. She can never eat Truma anymore. Or else, for Yehoimeres, any Shoisa. Let's say the wife herself says, I don't want to drink the Mehamorim. So that's a lacha, we can't force her. Even when the wife becomes a Saita, that means first the husband warned her, and then she was found alone with that man, there was Stira. So a lacha is, she's a Sufik Saita, that she's also to her husband, but she's supposed to drink the Mehamorim to find out if it happened or not. If she says she doesn't want to, so we can't force her, that's all. That's it, she doesn't drink anymore. But she remains now with the Suffolk Isalielum that she's not allowed to eat Trumer anymore.
Did he give a
guess? Yes. Let's say the husband does not want to let her drink the Mehamorim. The lach is the husband has to take her to the Kayin, the husband has to go along. If the husband does not want to go to the Kayin, that's also, she remains with Suffolk Isalielum that she cannot eat Trumer. And in this case here, the husband has to give her a get, but he also has to give her a ksuber over here. Because it's the husband's fault. Like really, she tanya that she's tor, and she says, check me out, let me drink the Mehamorim, you'll see that I'm tor, I didn't do anything. And if the husband doesn't want to do it, so she remains with a sofik isal yelam, that she can't eat truma, she's also to her husband, the husband has to give her a get in this case, and she gets a ksuber.
doesn't get.
No, right. She doesn't get ksuba in the other case. But she says no, it's so full that she doesn't get ksuba. Another case is, Allah is when your wife becomes a saito, so you're supposed to take it to the kohen and make hashkoa sa saito, let her drink the mehamorim. But the mehamorim only tests the wife if the husband doesn't do anything wrong in between. If the husband lives with his wife before she drinks the mehamorim, so the husband did something wrong because he's not allowed to live with her now. As soon as his wife is a saito, as soon as we find out that there was kina and stira, the husband is also to live with his wife. If the husband does live with his wife, so also then later the mehamarim doesn't help. It won't be a test anymore to see if she's Torah or not. So therefore, if the husband lives with her before she drinks the mehamarim, there's no way to find out now if she's really a vadai saiter or not. So therefore, she remains with the suffix is a li'erlam, that the lachrish is also to her husband li'erlam, and that the she can't eat truma li'erlam. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That there are certain cases that she remains also, she can't eat truma li'erlam forever. The Gemara says like this now. Amram said that Hamilsa Omalon Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told me over a chiddush. We'll soon see what it is. But v'inur lon einayin mimas nisin. I have a proof like I lit up my eyes from our Mishnah. That's what Rav Amram is saying. That I have a proof from our Mishnah to what Rav Sheshes is about to say. What was Rav Sheshes' chiddush? He said like this. If we have a case that a wife was a soita, right now all we know is that there was kina, the husband warned her, and they were found alone in the room. But there are edim on the other side of the world that knows that really she had snus. That the loch is then ain't amayim boitkemoisa. That even if she drinks the water, the mehamorim will not test her to see if she's pure or not. We'll soon see what the case is. First thing Mora says, my time, what's the reason of Rosh Hashis? Because it says, the Yom HaKroh, the Pasuk says, V'nistara v'hinitzma, that she was found to be alone, and she was, we were afraid, maybe she was became Tamei, and it says, V'eid ein bo, and there was no Eidim there. So we darshan pshuta, the mikra is, the leka diyadi bo, that nobody in the world knows if she really did this nus or not. That's the case of the Torah, where later if she drinks the mehamorim, and if she comes out to be clean and pure, then she gets the bracha, like the water tester shows us if she did this nus or not. That's only if nobody knows that she has nus or not. But lafuke, ho, but it takes out this case, to iko diyadibo, that Adim know that she did have nus. The kids, if there were two people that saw the way she had nus, and they ran away to the other side of the world, and nobody knows about it here, and here the husband takes and she drinks the mehamorim, it's not going to test. It could be that really she had this nus, and nothing will happen to her from drinking the water. Why? Because it's exeris akosiv that the water only tests her if there are no edim there. V'eid ein bo. And Rashi speaks out, even though before we dash her from this pasuk, the eid means there was no two edim, but one eid we do believe. So the opposite, you see, the pasuk is talking about that we have an eid echad and we believe him. So Rashi and Tosfos both say it's a pshut of the mikra though. But the poshut pshat in the pasuk is no. It says the eid ein bo, that there were no eidim there at all. So that's the Rosh Hashanah's drasha to say that when does the mehamorim test your wife? Only if there were no eidim at all that knows that she had nus. But if there were eidim there, even though we don't know about the eidim, if lady she drinks the mehamorim, it will not blow off her stomach, it will not kill her the water. Because the water doesn't test the lady if an eidim know about it. That's Rosh Hashanah's chiddush. So Rav Amram says, V'inholon einayim imas nisin. I have a proof of this from our Mishnah. Why? Tiktoni, it says in our Mishnah, V'shavo lo eidim. If we have eidim, shinit tmeya, that she lived with a man, so the Mishnah says she's also tichruma. So the question is, what's the Mishnah telling us? L'chor pshita. If you have two eidim now, come and tell us that your wife lived with a man, so pshita, she's chayiv misa, she's also to a husband, she can't eat truma. What do we need the Mishnah for? So Mora says, hechidam, what are we talking about? The Yossi Eidim Amos, when did the Eidim come? Inayma mekame de tishti, if you want to tell me before she drank the mehamorim, Freddy Gemara zoinhi, avad, she's a zoina, she gets killed, she's also the truma. What do we need the Mishnah for? Ella, the case of the Mishnah is, lebosa de shossi. We're talking about now, after she drank. But the case was like this. All that we know here was that there was Kino, the husband warned her, and there was Thira, she was found alone with a man. And that's all we know about. We don't know if she really lived with him or not. So the locher is, the husband takes her up to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Kohen, and he makes her drink the Mehamorim. So it's talking about over here where she drank from the water. And later the Edom came, and the Edom told us, you should know, I know that your wife really lived with the man. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that we believe the Edom, and we say that she was really a Zayna, and she's also Tichruma. Now, as up until now, the case was postured, she drank the water, and nothing happened to her. She was fine, she went home, and she looked normal. So by drinking the water, and she ends up to be normal, that should have been a proof to tell us that she did not do this nus, that she's pure. And therefore, up until now, she's mutter to go home and live with her husband, and she's mutter to eat truma. And now, 2 weeks later, Adam come from Africa and say, Yishno, I was there at the time, and I saw the way they really lived together. So the Mishnah is telling us now, Yishno, we believe the Edom, and we said that your wife is thus, and she can't eat truma. Now the question is, why do we believe the Edom? Well, one way to look at it is we should say that the Edom are lying. You know why the Edom are lying? Because she drank the water 2 weeks ago. And when she drank the water, she came out to be clean. She's pure, nothing happened to her. So the water checks her. So the water should tell us that really she did not have znus. So now that two Edom later are coming to tell us that she did have znus, really we should say the two Edom are lying. But you know why we believe the two Edom? Because it's the proof to Rav Sheshes. Because now that two Edom are telling us they saw that the Maisa took place, that's what Rav Sheshes says, the water does not attest anymore. We can't look at the water anymore. So true, she really had znus. Aye, how come when she drank the water, her stomach didn't burst? She didn't die from it? Because the pshat is, since there were Edom that saw it for Shas Maisa, the water is not a good test anymore. So that's where Sheshis is Chiddush, and that's the proof from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah is telling you a Chiddush. That even though 2 weeks ago, she drank the Mehamorim, and she's fine right now, so we thought up until now that she's tor. Now if two Edom come and tell us no, she had znus, we believe the two Edom, and we say she's also Tichruma. Aye, how come the water did not affect her? Because that's for Sheshes Halacha, the water does not test or take effect if there are two Edom. The Pasuk says only the Eid Ein Bo. If there are no Edom there, then we could use the test of the Mehamorim, the water. That's the proof from our Mishnah. It's more so like this. You're going to tell me so that the water does not test her. Since there are two Edom, Shapir, then it's very good why we believe these two Edom. Ella, but if you want to tell me that like Rosh Hashanah, Eli Yarmut, if you want to tell me Mayim Boikamoisa, that the water should still test her, if so, Tigla Milsalam Afreya, Tisadi Shakrininu. Then really what we should have said is that these two Edom that are coming now when Sesh we saw that she had Znus are liars. Really, we should say they're liars. Because 2 weeks ago she drank the water and she's fine right now. So the water should be a proof that she did not do this nus. And since we don't say that way, it's a proof to say that the water does not test her in such a case. That's why now we believe the Edom. This is the proof to Rosh Hashanah from our Mishnah. Yeah. It must say this. Omalei Rav Yosef. Yosef says back no. Omalei Rav Yosef. I'm really Oimlech, I'll tell you, Mayim Boitkemoisa. Maybe I'll tell you, not like Rav Sheshes. Really, the water is a good test, even though they raid them over there. Over here, we have a new answer to say, a schus was teilalo. Because what happened over here, we say now, that really there are two Edom that said she had znus 2 weeks ago. So the question is, she drank the water last week. How come the water did not affect her? Why didn't the stomach blow up? The Teretz is, because maybe she had a special schus. The klal, if she has a schus, even though she was a saita, sometimes because of a schus she has, we'll see later on in the Gemara, what type of schusim could save her, but it's possible a schus could be toilolo. So that's, therefore there's no proof from our Mishnah. It could be that really the water is supposed to test her. But if two Edom come now and tell us that she really has nus, how come the water didn't kill her? The Teretz is not that, really the question is, why don't we say the Edom are lying? The Teretz is, because we say it could be she had a schus. We'll see later, it could be she had a husband sitting and learning Torah, and she has the schus of Limud HaTorah, so that saved her. So because of that schus, that's why the water did not kill her. So therefore there's no proof from our Mishnah. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. When two Edom come later, we believe the two Edom that there's really schus. How come the water didn't kill her? Well, has to say, because she had certain schusim that saved her from the water. So Gemara says, now, what's the machlokes over there? So why doesn't Rav Sheshes hold from this teretz? So Gemara says, b'mas mevo'o, the Rebbe. It's a machlokes here, she'll get a little bit sick, like Rebbe says later, we'll soon see. B'snavo'o means getting weak. T'snan, we learned like this. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe holds schus toila b'may mamorim. That even the case where the wife really did this nus, and later she drinks the Mehamorim, it's possible the water won't kill her.
if she has certain schusim, it could save her. That's what Rebbe holds. But what does Rebbe say? What does the schusim help her? Just that she won't die. But v'yena yoledes, v'yena mishabeches. But the brachis, that's for sure she's not going to get. Like this, the Torah says you get a bracha. If you're really tor, you'll be able to come pregnant now, easy, and have good kids. So this lady, that the bracha she won't get. Just she won't get the klolus right away. But Rebbe says, Ela misnavav nobeleches. But she'll get weak slowly. And l'sayfi mesa, b'yaisa mis, at the end, takish, she will die. Rebbe yells, what is a schus tolin? Just means that now when she drinks the water, she won't blow up and die right now. But it'll take time, but eventually she will die. That's what Rebbe holds. So now it's like this. And the Chum over there argue and say no. The Chum say, if she has a schus, Pashit we learn, nothing at all would happen to her. So this is the Machlokes now. Rav Sheshis holds, Bein the Rebbe, Bein the Rabbonin. Even according to the Rabbonin that argue on Rebbe, Heve Misnavna. Both of them agree that really she's supposed to get weaker. Just that Rebbe says eventually she'll die, and the Rabbonin say no, she won't die eventually. But our Kolponim, even if she has a schus, all the schus would help is that she won't die. But according to everybody, she will start to get weak. That's what Rav Sheshis holds. So therefore, we have a good proof then from our Mishnah. Because what happened here? She drank the Mei Hamorim. And right now, the last 2 weeks, she didn't get sick at all. She didn't even get weak. So therefore, according to Rav Sheshis, when Edom come now and tell us she had Znus, when Edom come, the water still tests her, then we should say the Edom are lying. Because how come nothing happened to her? How come she didn't even get sick? What do you want to tell me? Maybe she had a schus. But the Sheshis holds, even if she has chusim, her husband learns Torah, but still, the chus would only help her that she won't die. But she's supposed to get sick from the Mei Hamorim. And since this lady did not get sick, so that's a proof that she did not have znus at all. So if so, when the Edom come later and tell us that your wife lived with the man, why does the Mishnah say you believe the Edom? Really, we should look at the water. And the water should be a proof that she drank, that she didn't do anything wrong. So that's a proof to Rav Sheshis. Her pshat is, the water does not test her in such a case. Since there were Edom that knew about the znus, that's the halacha, that the water is not a good test. So even though the water did not harm her, it's no proof that she didn't have znus. It's only a proof to Rav Sheshis that since there were Edom there, the water doesn't help. But Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef that says, no, there's no proof, he holds, L'Rebbe Hevi Misnavna. That Rebbe holds Taka, even though she has a schus, she'll get a little bit weak. But L'Rabbona L'Hevi Misnavna. Misnavna. Rabbi Yosef holds that according to the Rabbanin, that argues and Rebbe holds, that in the case a wife has chusim, it could be she won't even get sick. It's possible to say that even though she drank the Mei Hamorim, and really she did this nus, it's possible to say the water won't affect her at all. Because of chusim that she has, it's possible the water won't affect her. So therefore, if you learn like that, there's no proof there from our Mishnah to Rav Sheshis. It could be even though Edom saw she had this nus, still the water is supposed to be a good test. If so, how come over here the water drank the water, the lady, the wife drank the water, and nothing happened to her? We have to wait now that she did this nus, so the water should have affected her. The Rabbi Yosef holds, according to the Rabbanan Shita, it's possible that since this Isha has a schus, it's possible nothing at all could happen to her. So therefore, there's no proof in our Mishnah. Verse now, Moser Rabbi Shimi Barashi. Shimi Barashi asked a question like this. Shimon argues on Rebbe and says, no, even though a lady has the biggest chusim, if she did this nus, the water is going to have to kill her. Well, the chusim can't save you. He says the reason why. Because if you will tell me that a chus saves us sometimes, you're like throwing away the whole test of the water. Part of the test of the water is, we tell the lady, like, why do you have to make us do this? We want you to admit. Like we're telling you, we're asking her, admit that you did this nus. Because if you're not going to admit it, we're going to make you drink, and you're going to die from the water. But if a lady knows that if she has chusim, she's not going to die, so sometimes the lady really did this nus, but she's not going to admit it. Because she'll say, I know I have chusim. So even though I did this nus, I'm not afraid to drink the Mei Hamorim. And we don't want that to happen. We're always trying to scare the lady that she should admit it. If so, and another thing will happen is, you'll also be mighty shame on the other ladies that drank the Mei Hamorim, and they came out to be clean, that nothing happened to them. So up until now, we always say, you know why they're clean, they're healthy? Because they didn't do any znus. But if you're going to tell me that, no, sometimes even though the ladies did this nus, it's possible because of a schus she saved. So they'll say, this lady, you think she's a tzaddikis? Really, she did this nus. The reason why she was saved, they named him to Meyasayu, that really they did this nus. But it's possible that they had a schus that saved her. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, Avadet is svar in the parasha of Mei Amorim, that no schusim will help her at all. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. Shimon always dashed in his time of the Quran. That's the svar to say, by the Mei Amorim, that no schusim should help. Now, via Misa, if you can tell me, like Rosh Hashanah wants to say,
right, to
if you want to tell me Gresheshis. If so, Yeshlo Edim of Dina Sayam. There's another reason that sometimes the water won't test her. Because maybe really there were Edim on the other side that knew that there had Znus. Viemisa Yeshlo Edim of Dina Sayam. Nami. Atomoitzi Shem Malatahiris. Sheshosu. That sometimes a lady drank the Mayamorim and nothing happened to her. So we say right now, you know why? Because she's Tor. But if you hold like Gresheshis, it really, people will say, no, Tameya saw you. Really could be this wife here, maybe she did do the znus. But you know why the water didn't affect her? Elishiesh leidim amdina sayom? Because maybe there's edim amdina sayom. Because even though the edim don't come here, but we have to be afraid maybe there are edim over there. So if so, if you hold like Rav Sheshes, according to Rav Shimon, so you have a check against the Mayhamorim. Again, people come to Taina that by drinking the water, we don't have the purification yet to say that she's Tor. They'll still come and be Maitzi Shemra and say, no, really she had Znus. But the reason why nothing happened to her, because the Raidim on the other side, they know about it. So Gemara says, Einachanami. The Gemara says, the Rav Shimon Kamrik, you ask me a question according to Rav Shimon, I'll agree to you. The Rav Shimon, me this chus leitalia, just like Rav Shimon says the svaras chusim, do not save the wife from the mehamorim, I'll tell you true, edem nami leitalu, enachanami. Rav Shesha did not say his halach according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, edem would not save the situation either, enachanami. Rav Shesha did not go according to Rav Shimon. Masav Rav, Rav asked a question like this. Says halacha, vi elu shemin chasei in this refis. These are the cases that were a site to brought a mincha, and we found out something went wrong with it, the lacher is you have to burn it, nisrefis.